Welcome back here in the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. A lot of talk about UVM men's basketball, UVM women's basketball today. Now let's talk a little Catamount hockey. UVM back on the ice on Friday on the road at UMass Lowell. Always a tough test. Coming off two losses against number two ranked UMass this past week, and Cats now 8-11-1. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and talk with defenseman Corey Moriarty. Corey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Two tough losses for you guys this weekend at UMass, number two team in the country. What is the experience like, though, for you to go on the road and play one of the top programs in the country?
I mean, it's always a pleasure playing one of the top teams in the country. Obviously, the first game, we thought we had things rolling. We thought we matched up well. A couple penalties cost us. They converted. You can't give the best team in the nation a bunch of power plays. So we got some confidence coming off that game. We thought we could have stolen one there. In the second game, things kind of fell apart, but knowing we're right there playing against one of the top teams in the country, obviously it gives us confidence going forward. Just a few tweaks here and there, and we'll go in the right direction.
You guys had a big win early in the year, first game of the year at number four, Michigan. What is it like going on the road to play these elite teams in these elite-level buildings?
Well, it's a good experience. Obviously, you go out there, you see these massive schools with tremendous history. Growing up, I always loved Michigan. It was one of the first college teams I've ever watched play in the atmosphere there. So getting to go there and play, see their fans and feel that atmosphere. Obviously, here at Gutterson, we have one of the best atmospheres in the country. But to see someone else just like that, where the students are so engaged, it's an awesome feeling.
When you came to UVM, when you made the decision, was that part of the thing that appealed to you about UVM? I'm going to get to play in Hockey East. I'm going to get to play against first-round draft picks, future NHL players. I'm going to have some of those guys on my own team, too. Was that part of the appeal of coming to Vermont in the first place?
Absolutely. You look at the program and the league you play in. Obviously, you play against the top teams from across the country, even the world. And coming here, seeing a game when I was on my visit, you see the atmosphere around here. You kind of get locked in and don't really want to go anywhere else. You see this as your future home, a place to develop, grow, meet new teammates, build relationships. So it's been awesome so far.
Now, you are from Florida originally. How does a Florida kid get into hockey and get to the Division I level?
I always get that question. So growing up, my dad was a manager at one of the rinks down there where they have the ECHL semi-pro team, Florida Everblades. So kind of growing up through there, and then once you get towards the Bantam, kind of the junior leagues, they don't have much down there. So I left Florida and went to prep school. My old coach, Dan Lupo, was big on prep school, so he got most of our team to spread out through the New England area. I ended up going to Northfield, Mount Hermon, getting a great experience there, opening up to more colleges that you wouldn't get down in Florida.
UVM men's hockey defenseman, junior Corey Moriarty with us here on the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. I always ask this question of hockey players, and I'm always interested in the answer. When you say you go to prep school, did you have to leave early? I mean, did you leave at 14, 15, or did you leave at 17, 18?
So I actually did a freshman year down in Florida and then repeated my freshman year when I was 16 going to Northfield Mount Hermon. I thought it would give me an extra year to mature and kind of develop my game more before I jumped into the prep school. So I actually left. I would have been a sophomore, but, yeah, I took that extra year and repeated.
Was that hard for you at that time, at that age, to leave the comforts of home and leave family and friends and then come all the way up the East Coast, you know, 1,000 miles away?
Yeah, it's always a hard thing to leave home, especially when your family's halfway across the country. But I knew some friends and close friends that I grew up with that went to North Mount Hermon, Austin Cangelosi, who played at Boston College. So it made it a lot easier knowing I had someone there for support that's gone through it. I was fortunate enough, my sophomore year, my sister ended up joining me there, and my family actually moved up to Worcester, which is only like an hour away, so it made the jump a lot easier for me.
How did that experience prepare you for college? By being at a prep school like that, you were away from home a lot earlier than most kids that do traditional schooling. How did that help prepare you for college?
Yeah, when a lot of people think of prep school, they think of schooling and hockey, so I think it helped me mature more as a person than it did as a hockey player. Just being on your own, you got to make sure you get to the meals, you do your homework. Luckily, freshman year, every year, they put a hard stress on study hall, which made you sit down and do homework. So I think I developed like a good ritual and like learned how to be a college student through prep school, which really helped me when I got to this level.
Corey Moriarty is with us here on the Cats Den 101.3 The Game. You mentioned your sister who joined you at Northfield Mount Hermon. She is one of the best players in all of Division III hockey on the women's side. She plays at Plattsburgh State. How cool is it for you to have a sister that's in college the same time as you and doing the big things that she's doing for a team that's won the national title, I want to say, four of the last 5 years?
It's amazing. You know, having a sister that's that successful. Growing up, we were always best friends. We do everything together. She'd come hang out with me. I'd hang out with her. Knowing that she was in Plattsburgh, she actually went to Plattsburgh the year before I came here. So that made the jump here a little bit easier, just knowing that she'd be so close. I've been fortunate enough to get over and watch her play a few times over the past couple of years. Got to go out and watch her win a national championship. So it's been a pleasure. It's been unreal.
Does she get to come over and watch you play ever?
Yeah, she's been over a few times. Now my family fortunately lives in Shelburne, which is like 10, 15 minutes away, so they're always at the games, which makes it easy for her to come over. She's been over to 3 or 4 games, and then we've been able to go out to dinner, hang out after that. I got to see her a lot more this year than I have in the past, which is amazing.
What is the plan for you? As we say, you're a junior. What's the goal for you once UVM is done?
I haven't really figured that out. I've looking maybe overseas, something local, we'll see. I'm studying accounting right now, so that's always a good backup for when hockey is over. It ends for everyone at some point. So, I don't know, I'm putting a lot of stress on schooling right now, hockey, kind of just take it as it comes.
Now, you are a Boston Bruins fan. As we know, Kevin Miller plays for the Bruins, a former UVM guy. Have you got a chance to meet Kevin, and how cool is it to have a UVM guy on your favorite team?
It's awesome. You get to watch your favorite team, and you get to see someone that's represented the school the best that anyone can have playing in the NHL. So seeing him, seeing how he's so successful, you see other UVM alums around the NHL, it just kind of gives you hope, something to strive for.
We'll get you out of here on a couple fun questions. The Super Bowl is coming up in 3 weeks. If the Catamount men's hockey team is having a Super Bowl party, who is doing the cooking on the team?
If someone's doing the cooking, oh, I have to give it to Derek Lodemeyer.
What's he making?
So probably some kind of pasta. Our team's big on pasta, so probably some kind of pasta dish. Maybe Stefanos Lekas will make some of his Greek food or some gumbo. We'll see.
Who's controlling the music pregame?
We got a couple. We got a couple that battle for the sticks on the music. We got Matt Alvaro, who's big Drake fan. And then we got Brian Kelly, a defenseman who kind of brings a lot of electric and a lot of noise.
Basketball team is big into video games. Is the hockey team a big video game group?
We are. We play video games nonstop. Fortnite's been a big one that's been going around our team. It seems like if you're not at the rink, you're studying, you're playing Fortnite.
You guys aren't playing NHL 2K? When I was in college, I don't even play hockey, but when I was in college, that's all anybody played was 2K.
Yeah, a few guys are into the new NHL. A lot of people can't pass up on the Fortnite experience. So just being able to play with other guys and have a good time, it's hard to beat it.
Let's see. I got one more for you. I'm trying to think which one I want to go to. I got a staple of these questions I like to ask people. Who's the worst dancer on the team? You guys get a big win and are tearing it up in the locker room after. Who's the most embarrassing dancer on the squad?
Oh, that's a tough one. Worst dancer? I'd have to give it to Johnny DeRoche.
Just embarrassing.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to look away.
Corey, we appreciate the time, man. Catamount's back on the ice this weekend, coming up against UMass Lowell. Corey Moriarty, junior defenseman, with us here on the Cats. And we appreciate it, and good luck this weekend. We'll do it again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.